And I'm wired.
You are. Mike is doing the honors this morning.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. For the beginning of a sermon, I was once told never start it this way. I'm going to start out with some rather heavy, if you like, information. And that even at this time of year, people can be filled with hate. And I'd like to give you what I think could be two news stories, if you like. One being that a person strong in faith speaks out about his faith. And among his own kind, because he speaks his faith and what he feels to be the gospel, he upsets the people enough that they kill him. Or again, there's another story about children who get in the way of authority, who get in the way of a way that the dictator wants things to be, and the children are slaughtered. Now, these really do sound like kind of troubling words in a time when we're supposed to be celebrating the birth of Jesus. We'll oftentimes consider it a time of, although for some people a very difficult time, at least in the advertising, it's really a time for warmth and warm fuzzies and that sort of thing. But the violence I just described, you know, could be happen anywhere in the world. It could happen in Canada. It could happen in the U.S. It could happen in Syria. I mean, we're very aware now, you know, of the kinds of things that have happened over the last while. But the two things that I just shared with you are events, stories, if you like, from Scripture. One is the martyrdom of St. Stephen. St. Stephen's being remarked on the day after, being remembered on the day after Christmas, on the 27th, the martyrdom of St. Stephen's. Tomorrow is the feast of the slaughter of the innocents. In other words, King Herod. The story goes, you know, that he, after seeing the wise men, he became concerned about this infant that was born in Bethlehem. And so he arranges for the slaughter, for the killing of all the young children, because he didn't know who Jesus is, to kind of make sure that Jesus is involved in that as well. So we're being asked, even when we're looking upon the infant and celebrating, you know, the time of Christmas time, of Jesus, of the coming of the Magi, of all the kind of the warms and the fuzzies and the lifting up of Jesus, of God among us, we're also reminded of the situation in which he was born. Violence on either side. Violence around him. Violence towards him as well. In other words, power oftentimes rules and people suffer for that. It doesn't take a whole lot of thinking about what's going on today for us to think in terms of the Christmas story of the birth of our Savior amongst the chaos that's going on in the world. Whether it's here in Canada, whether it's in the United States, whether it's in Syria, whether it's in Africa, people suffer. But the stories, the birth of God with us, of the martyrdom of St. Stephen, of the slaughter of the innocents, that we're called in this time of joy and celebration to remember those who suffer as well. Whether it's in this country, whether it's refugees, for those who suffer, to remember and to lift them up. I thought it was really wonderful, the word that our Queen, Queen Elizabeth, used when she gave her message on Christmas, calling on people to be the light in the world, calling on all of us to be light, light that exposes the darkness, you know, to be light in the world, to be people of faith and people of hope in the midst of what's going on. Not forgetting it, but lifting it up. And we're asked to be the light in the world. Each of us, in our own way, in our own daily lives, to be the light that lifts up what is good, what is holy in the world, and supporting those who are in most need in any way that we can, but being the light. We're called by God to be faithful and to be faithful to that light. The light of Jesus in the manger, the light of Jesus on the cross, the light of Jesus in his ministry. That we carry on his ministry. That we carry on what it is he's about. And here's the good part. We're called to be light, and we're called to be faithful. Each one of us is unlikely to do anything about the suffering that's going on in Syria or Iraq or in Canada. We can be caring and supportive of one another and the people around us in our community, and to speak words of encouragement. But what we're called to be is faithful. God never said you had to be successful. God never said you had to end the war in Iraq or, you know, to be faithful. No, be faithful. It calls on us to be the light in the world, to be a light to one another, to be lights in our community, of lights of hope and of peace and of love. As we approach the Eucharist today, and as we give thanks for the birth of the Lord amongst us, of God with us, let us ask God to help us always to be faithful, to be the light in the world and in our community, in our church. Amen.
Amen.